All right, so we love to dig into the details, and you sent us a really interesting one this time, a company's list of specialized training.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to figure out, what can we learn from this? What does this tell us about them, what they care about, and the skills that they, see as really important?
Absolutely. And just looking at it, even at first glance, the variety here, it really suggests that, this company is invested in making sure their team has the right skills, but also that they can do their work safely.
And right off the bat, we see licensed electricians registered with the Ontario College of Trades, certified fire alarm electricians. So clearly a big focus on electrical expertise, and they're not messing around. They're going by the book with the Ontario College of Trades.
Yeah, that's the regulatory body. They set the standards here. So that's a pretty clear signal that they're all about having officially qualified people on their team.
Yeah, and that makes sense because, to bid on those really complex projects that require a high level of, expertise and you need those credentials.
Exactly. And we're not just talking about certifications. They chose to get, in many cases, these are legally required for this type of work. So it really shows a commitment to, professional standards operating by the book in these regulated environments.
Then further down the list, we see aerial truck training, skid steer training, and excavator training. Now this suggests that they use some serious machinery, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You don't invest in that kind of training unless you're using that equipment all the time.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't, small scale operations. This suggests projects of a certain, size and complexity.
Yeah, and it kind of implies that they're involved in tasks that go beyond just electrical work. Things like lifting, moving materials, maybe even excavation.
So they're branching out their services. And
That's
then
it.
this next section is quite long. First aid training, working at heights training, supervisor worker health and safety awareness, supervisor worker workplace violence and harassment training, AOD training, and WHMIS training. I mean, that's a serious commitment to safety and compliance.
Yeah, it is.
We're talking about basic emergency response, working safely, high up understanding safety protocols for everyone, how to deal with, difficult situations in the workplace, accessibility for people with disabilities under the AODA, the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act, and managing hazardous materials through WHMIS, the Workplace Hazardous Materials Information System.
What I find really interesting here is that it's not just a list of, legal requirements. It's way more than that. It shows that safety is deeply ingrained in how they operate. And it's not just for the workers, it's for supervisors too. So it's like a company-wide thing.
The fact that they include training on workplace violence and harassment and AODA, that really speaks volumes about how they view their employees. It's about creating a workplace where people feel safe and respected.
Absolutely.
And then we have certified infrared thermography technicians.
Oh, yeah. Now that's getting into some pretty specialized tech.
What is that exactly?
Well, think of it like seeing heat signatures. They use these special cameras to detect heat patterns, which can be super useful for finding electrical problems or, seeing how well insulation is working in a building or even spotting mechanical issues in machinery before they cause a major breakdown.
So it's like preventative maintenance?
Exactly.
That's
Yeah,
incredible.
it's a niche skill to have. So it suggests that they're offering some pretty high-tech diagnostic services, which could give them a real competitive edge.
Okay, so we've got highly skilled electricians. They know how to use all this heavy equipment, and then this really strong emphasis on safety and compliance. How do you see these things all fitting together?
Well, to me, it paints a picture of a company that's all about quality and doing things the right way. They invest in training their people to a high level so they can handle those complex tasks, but they also make sure everyone knows how to work safely and follow the rules.
It's like they're saying, look, we're not just going to get the job done. We're going to do it right safely and with a team that knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
And it's not just about the technical stuff, it's about how they treat their people too. Training everyone in health and safety and respect in the workplace.
Yeah, it really shows that they care about their employees' well-being. And that they're committed to high ethical and legal standards.
So to sum up, this company seems to prioritize having a highly qualified technical team, people who are skilled at using specialized equipment, and they have this really big focus on safety and following all the regulations.
Yeah, and that infrared thermography thing, that's a sign that they offer some pretty advanced specialized services.
So, listener, we want you to think about this. What does this emphasis on training actually mean for the quality of their work and how they handle all these different projects? What other questions come to mind when you see this kind of commitment to training?
It really makes you think about their values and how they approach their work.
Exactly. Thanks for exploring this with us.